You are listening to another program in the series of Discovering Virginia on the Virginia Voice. And for the Virginia Voice, I'm Lou Dean. It sits on a prominent location on heavily traveled Belvedere Street at the James River in Richmond. And hundreds of people pass by it every day. It's the Virginia War Memorial. It was founded to honor the veterans of World War II. Today, it is much more than that. To tell us about it, in the studio with me is Jeb Hockman, the Director of Marketing and Communications for the Virginia War Memorial Education Foundation. Jeb, tell us about the history of the Virginia War Memorial.
Well, it's got a very interesting history, Lou. After World War II, the Virginia General Assembly decided we want to do something to honor all the Virginians, thousands that died from everywhere across the state, to honor those who died in World War II fighting. So they purchased a piece of land, which is probably one of the most beautiful pieces of land in the city of Richmond, 4.5 acres, overlooking the city, right next to the Lee Bridge across the James River. And they set out to design what they called a shrine. It would be a shrine where the names would all be put on the walls, stone and glass walls, enlisted by county and city where these mostly men came from that died in World War II. And it's interesting, they picked this, another reason they picked the area that they did was it's right along what Belvedere Street is Route 1 and also Route 301. And at that time, that was the main route through Richmond. That was before 95. And they wanted to build it there so everyone who drove from Maine to Florida through Richmond would see this magnificent shrine that was built there. And they started the design. It was a gentleman out of Stanton, by the way, who designed it and designed the Shrine of Memory, it's called. And they started on it in the early 50s. But before it was completed, we entered another war, the Korean War. So by the time the memorial was dedicated on February 29th, 1956, it contained not only the names of those who died in World War II, but also Korea.
In addition, the shrine has grown from, and I don't mean just very recently, but because of all the names and everything and the educational mission, the shrine has grown in physical size.
Well, it has. The original memorial was just the shrine, and later on they added those who died in Vietnam and the first Persian Gulf War. It was a shrine and one small auditorium that was used. And it was mainly a place to just come, an outdoor-type place. Some things were held in the auditorium, but not much. There was no staff there. There was very really little there to go see except the shrine. But in the late 90s, the board of the War Memorial said, you know, our main mission here should be to educate, to teach our fellow citizens, and especially young people, of the history of service and sacrifice of those who fought in for Virginia and for the United States. So at that time, they started a campaign. They formed an educational foundation, a nonprofit, and I can explain a little bit about that later. A nonprofit to go out and say, we're going to raise money to build an educational center. And the state said, well, the Commonwealth said, we'll put up this much money if you can raise the rest. And this money was raised, and in 2010, the ended construction of the Paul and Phyllis Galanti Education Center, which is really more of a museum-type education center. We have films, we have exhibits, and it's part of which is underground, but it's a major, major change to what the War Memorial was before 2010.
You know, you mentioned the mission of it. What is the mission of the Virginia War Memorial?
Simply put, it's to honor veterans, preserve history, educate young people or youth, and inspire patriotism in everyone.
Jeb Hockman, I'm going to ask you something you probably weren't prepared to do when you came in, but give us an audio tour so that we can visualize what the monument looks like, what the shrine looks like.
The shrine, the outdoor shrine, and boy, that's hard to do, but we can try to do it, is a large stone and glass structure that is built mostly almost like it's rectangular, almost like a tunnel. And at the end of the tunnel is this huge, beautiful statue of memory. which was designed by a gentleman from Stanton, an overpowering, wonderful statue. And along one side on the stone walls are the names are etched. And then on the other side of the shrine, the walls are made of glass. And the names are etched on the glass. And as you look through the glass, you're looking over the entire James River Valley and the downtown Richmond. It's probably one of the most beautiful spots in the city of Richmond.
Thank you for the audio tour. But to point out something, as we have gone into future conflicts, more names have had to be added. Is there room?
There is not more room. There really is not room in the present shrine to add those who have died since the first Persian Gulf War. We have a wall or a new shrine that's temporarily in one of our major halls in the Galante Center that was started by former Governor McDonnell and Governor Kane, and it's called the Wall of Honor. And it actually pictures, with photographs and names, all Virginians who have died in what's the ongoing global war on terrorism. But as we're going to talk later, we're getting ready to expand the memorial, and we're going to build a second shrine as the same size, although it'll be a little different because it's going to be more enclosed, as the shrine we have now, that all those from, unfortunately, these wars that went on. And, you know, now, I mean, we never have a war that formally ends now. That's one of the problems, or it's just something about the day's modern life. You know, World War II had it ended. Korean War ended. The Vietnam War ended. These wars, I mean, we're fighting a war every day against these terrorists out here. And so we lose, unfortunately, you know, we are losing our people every day in Afghanistan and other places around the world.
Jeb, you mentioned this slightly in your history, but who owns the Virginia War Memorial? How is it run?
The Virginia War Memorial itself is owned by the citizens of the Commonwealth. A few years ago, the War Memorial ceased being a separate state agency and became part of a fairly new agency in the state, the Virginia Department of Veterans Services. It's a division of Veterans Services, so it's owned by the Commonwealth. But interestingly enough, the way we operate, the Commonwealth basically provides a few of the staff. We have a staff of only 9 people. They pay the salaries for a few of the staff, and they pay for the maintenance and upkeep and security for the building and the grounds. I'm with the nonprofit 501c foundation. We raise money through individual donations, through grants, through corporations, and with that money is used to provide all the events and all the programs, all the films. We produce a wonderful, I'd love to talk a little bit about that, our film series with veterans, and all of our educational and programs that we have at the memorial are funded by individuals, not state tax dollars.
How do you reach out to people to urge them to donate, to impress upon them that they might want to donate?
Well, we a lot of people, because they don't realize that they think that we are a state agency and don't need money. And it's a great way to operate. The state is great to us in the way they supply the building. But we constantly send out, we email people, we have a list, we send out letters asking for donations. We, of course, talk to major donors, we talk to corporations. We're very lucky. If you come to War Memorial, you'll see many names that you recognize of major corporations from around the state who have given very nice donations to the War Memorial for our different places, our events, our venues. And one of the interesting things that was decided years ago, and we're not going to change it, is that the memorial, we do not charge admission to the War Memorial. And the reason is it was decided years ago that this is a place that all Virginians should see, and not having the price of admission would not be fair. It's open for all Virginians for free all the time. So we do depend on the generosity of those that say, I believe in your mission, I want to keep it going, and give us donations.
You mentioned it's open all the time. Are there hours?
We are open Monday through Saturday, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., unless there's another. A lot of times we have evening events that might be longer, but we're always open 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and from noon to 4 on Sundays. And the way we are able to stay open like that, Lou, and I'd be really remiss if I didn't mention this, is that we have over 60 volunteers, many of whom are veterans. We have a gentleman who comes in every week, Russell Scott, 95 years old, and you wouldn't believe he's 95 years old. Russell Scott jumped out of he was the tail gunner on a B-27. If I'm wrong, Russell, I apologize. But he was shot down over in World War II, parachuted out of the canopy where he was shooting from, and captured and held as a German POW for 2 years. But we have these wonderful volunteers, and they're there 7 days a week. To come in here and they're wonderful tour leaders, because they can take you around and they all have great stories themselves. And the only time we're closed, I think we're closed Christmas Day, New Year's Day, Thanksgiving Day, and Easter Day. We're open all the rest of the year.
Jeb Hockman is the Director of Marketing and Communications for the Virginia War Memorial Education Foundation. He joins us in the studio. You mentioned Jeb, Paul, and Phyllis Galante. Go back and give us some of the history of Paul Galante for those who may not know, although it was prominently in the news many years ago, and what is being done in their honor, or what has been done in their honor.
Well, when we decided to build an education center, so who should it honor? And they decided a person who a lot of people, as you know, knew, Paul Galante, Commander Paul Galante, who was a Navy fighter pilot who was shot down over Vietnam, captured, and kept in the Hanoi Hilton terrible POW camp, in Hanoi for 7.5 years. He was in there with a lot of people you'd know, Jeremiah Denton and John McCain, and people that you know. These were the people in that Hanoi Hilton. Well, while he was in there, his wife, who at the time worked at Reynolds Aluminum Company, Reynolds Metals here in Richmond, she said, "This is terrible. We need to do something for these guys and my husband and these other people who were captured." And she started this worldwide movement and became the head of it to make sure they were remembered, to make sure they were fairly treated. So, as we like to say, she's as much a heroine as Paul Galante was a hero. And she passed away last year, but as you know, here in Richmond, she was wonderful, wonderful person, and did so much for so many different people, not just military. She was involved in a lot of other charities and did things. But Paul Galante, and he just retired as commissioner of the Department of Veterans Services, a job he took after being retired before. He has had, after getting out, he had a wonderful career in various different things, including being head of the Medical Society of Virginia and a number of other organizations. But we're real proud that the building could not be named for someone or two people who should be as much honored as Virginians.
What goes on in the Paul and Phyllis Galante Education Center?
Well, if you come now, we have many events, but during the day, we have, of course, exhibits that we have of military history, especially that's attuned to Virginia. We have two theaters. Actually, the old auditorium is turned during the day into a theater where we show a wonderful 20-minute film that we produce called Into Battle. And I don't want to give it all away, but it's a multidimensional film, and it really gives an idea of things of what it was like to be in World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and now in the global war on terrorism. Then we, in our other theater downstairs, the Reynolds Theater, we show all day long, we show our 20-minute films, which are called Virginians at War. And I wanted to kind of mention our Virginians at War because this started even before we got the building started. It was decided to go out and capture the stories of Virginia veterans. And we've gone all over the state of Virginia, and we still do. We send a film crew to Southwest and to Northern Virginia and to Hampton Roads, wherever veterans are, and we have a topic and we interview them and one-on-one. And we've got 3,000 hours of interviews with these veterans, and we take these and we put them into 20-minute, 22-minute films that are based on things that they were involved in, whether it would be Pearl Harbor or D-Day or the Battle of the Bulge, or we have one on Army nurses or POWs. And these things, and we not only show these at the War Memorial, we make these available free to every public and private middle and high school in the state of Virginia, and they come along with a lesson plan. So they can be incorporated with the SOLs and incorporated so young people understand when they hear these people talking. It is so amazing because it really makes, you know, it's one thing to read history, you know, but to have a person there say, well, this is what it was like when I was there, and this is what happened. And it always fascinates me, Lou, because you always get this from the family members, especially if it's a guy. He said, you know, I watched that film, and, you know, my dad never told me those stories. Because these people, a lot of them came back, and they didn't tell these stories, especially that greatest generation at World War II. I was in the war. That's all you need to know. When they do these films, and they go, I didn't realize my grandfather, my uncle, my dad was a hero. But he was, or she was, these Army nurses and the different other people. And they are just awe-inspiring films. And we've had people come in and say, I just want to watch. They'll watch 10 of them. They'll sit there all afternoon watching the films. But I highly recommend coming to see those.
How many people do visit the Virginia War Memorial?
Interestingly, since the new building, the Education Center, was opened, we had almost 70,000 people last year. And that is one heck of a difference, because when before the Education Center was built, we averaged maybe a good year 18,000, 19,000. We, of course, have over 50 events there now, different size programs, what I call some of our legacy events, which are Memorial Day, Veterans Day, Pearl Harbor Day. We just started Patriots Day. For Memorial Day, when we have our big ceremony on Memorial Day, it's nothing for us not to have 3,000 or 4,000 people there. And usually we'll have a major speaker like the governor or someone like that. And I always invite people there because they're very awe-inspiring events.
You mentioned the Education Center, but what's in the future? For 2015, you plan on breaking ground for something even bigger.
Well, believe it or not, we're about double the size of the memorial. One of the interesting things, when they built the War Memorial, the new Education Center, they added, put in about 70 parking spaces. And wouldn't that be great? You only had 20,000 people a year come. So what we're going to do, what we're doing is we're enlarging where the parking area is now. We're going below ground because we're on this wonderful hill. We're going to build a three-story parking garage underground, have 250 parking spaces, which we need. And above that will be two more floors. We're adding a big auditorium that will seat. We didn't have anything that would seat this many. We're going to have a 300-person auditorium and a lot of more classrooms. We're also, where our offices are now, it's going to be turned into more exhibit space, because what has happened, even though the Virginia War Memorial was not built to be a museum, everybody in Virginia says, I want my dad, so I want my stuff there. I want to give you my historic stuff. And we have less than 10% of the wonderful gifts of all kinds of things that are not out on display. For example, one of the people here in town, we have his Medal of Honor. We have his pictures getting the Medal of Honor with President Truman. We have a book that was donated, given to President Truman after Hiroshima, the bombings of Japan, that show a huge book that shows the devastation. We have uniforms. We have weapons. We just have wonderful things that need to be out and be able to be shown. So, and the other thing, of course, I did mention, we are building a new shrine. So another shrine which will look very much like the current shrine, where all the pictures and stories of those who died since the first Persian Gulf War. The Global War on Terrorism, will probably do things on there on the Cold War. Those who died, Virginians who died working in the Pentagon. You know, a lot of people have died in service to this nation, especially Virginians that we need to honor and remember.
Will that new shrine be physically as open as the current one?
It will be. I haven't seen all the architectural final drawings yet, Lou, because I'm not on that particular group. But it will be very much open and be open all the time, like the shrine is. That's one thing I didn't mention. The memorial, even though the education center is open during the week 9 to 4, the outside grounds are always open from 5 a.m. till midnight every night. We get a lot of visitors who come and just want to go into the shrine. It will be a little different in that instead of just etching names on the wall like was done in World War II, the way we're honoring people now is you have a picture, a photograph of that person, and a little more information about each one. And to be honest with you, it really hits home a little more. I mean, if you go and see what we have now on the Wall of Honor, which is in the Education Center, and you see the pictures of these young people, and most of them are young, and a lot of them, and the difference today, what gets me as a guy, and maybe this makes me, shows my age, how many women? We have young women, young men, who have given their life defending the freedoms that we all enjoy here.
Although these things can slip, when is the expected completion date of the new development?
Well, it's actually, we're hoping it's been expedited a little bit. You know, it's been to the government, the state government's had, you know, a little tough time with the budget. But this has been in the works for a while. We're hoping to break ground here in the spring. In fact, this week they've been doing borings, which they have to do in the soil. We hope to have it completely finished by about this time. We're speaking December, about 2016. I would just like to say, wherever people are listening, this is Virginia's War Memorial. I love to take people out there and let them see that the people in the memorial, the names that are on this memorial are listed by their city and county. And I don't care if you're from Jonesville or you're from Harrisonburg or you're from Hampton, you look at those names, you're going to look at your home area and you're going to see a family or someone say, I knew that person or I knew that family. So please come visit.
Jeb Hockman is the Director of Marketing and Communications for the Virginia War Memorial Education Foundation, and he's been with us in the studio. You're listening to Discovering Virginia on the Virginia Voice. And for the Virginia Voice, I'm Lou Dean.